In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was understanding. In the beginning was rationality. And that Word was with God. Religious faith and reason go hand in hand. If religious faith is not supported by reason, then religious faith becomes extremism. Then religious faith goes wild. Then religious faith becomes an instrument of death. If reason is not informed by faith, then reason becomes nothing more than the rationalizing of human beings who seek to see themselves and their desires at the center of the universe. Unless faith is wed to reason, and reason wed to faith, there is chaos. And the feast we celebrate today is the feast by which we acknowledge that God is wed to human reason, and human reason underpins our faith in God. It's a terribly important truth that is anchored in the very incarnation of God. From that moment in history, human reason and faith have become sister and brother. So important is human life, and so central is faith in God, that they cannot be divided one from another if human beings wish to live fully human lives. Most religions lay out for their adherents a system of practice by which a human being can search for God. Most religions have as their center the human search for the divine. That's not true of Judaism, and that's not true of Christianity. For you and for me, the very heart of religion is God's search for us. And what we heard in the second reading was that throughout the Old Testament, time and again, God reaches for us. God longs for us. God searches for us. And time and again, human beings elude or evade the search of God. And then in one small town, unnoticed by all the world, the search ended. And in the course of that night, God became one of us. And from that moment on, you and I and every human being are within the arm's reach of God. In most religions, human beings have to do something to get to God. For you and for me, there is nothing we need to do. It's not about me. It's about God. What I need to do, if you will, is I need to stop running. I need to stop hiding. I need to stop fearing. And allow God to draw near. Now, this can be, for human beings, a very scary thing. This can be, for human beings, a difficult thing. And so God chose to do something to take away the fear. God chose to do something to relieve the fright. God chose to enter our lives in the life of a child, in the life of an infant child. No one is afraid of a baby. No one stands trembling before a baby. Child is the most vulnerable, the most innocent, the most dependent creature, the easiest for an adult to come close to. And so what God chose to do was to make it easy for us. In the dark of that night, He came among us as a child. And later on, this child will say to His disciples, "Anyone who welcomes a child welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me welcomes not me, but welcomes the one who sent me." So the litmus test for faith is found in the care and the love of children. To be able to see in the face of children the glory of God. And anything at all that would denigrate a child is by its definition blasphemy against God. That's the wonder of the feast, and that's the challenge of the feast. So when children go hungry, or when children go unclothed or unsheltered, when children are left sick and dying, when children are refused education, when children's talents are ignored, when children's lives are tossed away, it is a blasphemy. It is a rejection of faith. It is turning one's back upon God. Isaiah says, a young woman will conceive and will bear a son, and she will name that child God is with us. Every child is a proclamation and a witness to God being with us. Let us turn to the Lord God in prayer.
Prince of Peace, at your birth the angels announced the good news to the shepherds. Fill our world, torn by division, with tidings of reconciliation and peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Emmanuel, you make your dwelling among us. Bless all families, especially those who are suffering at this time. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Divine Shepherd, you lead the shepherds to the manger. Bless our leaders. Make them humble and responsible stewards of your people. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Divine Messiah, many still do not know you. Let the good news of your coming resound throughout the world so that all will hear the comforting words of hope and salvation. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.